Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. A note of caution this morning. If you're in the northern Berkshires or in northern New York, the Mohawk Valley, the higher elevations in the Helderbergs, and even in the Connecticut Hills, seeing some icing this morning, and that creates slippery conditions. Many out of the woods because the temperature is too high and it's still rain, but this is going to go right through tonight, and another round looks like could be more sleet and freezing drizzle, and we all know what that means. Stay put if you can.
I remember standing out in my yard as the leaves began to turn, and I said, oh brother, here we go again, and here we are. Look folks, everybody has to be very, very careful, because ice is the great killer. And so I'm begging you all to be careful, because not going out, even if it means an appointment or something that you have to cancel, could save your life. It's that simple.
And that's what it means when we talk about the value of information, right, Alan? I mean, the fact is that if people have information to protect themselves, they can save their lives, whether it's the weather or anything else that could come their way that could harm them. And without a radio station to do it, we lose that information.
David, I went to a party the other night, and everybody was coming up to me talking about the station and how important it was to them and their concerns for Joe and its family. That's what it is. And for those people who help charities, that's great. We really want all the major charities in our areas to be helped. We also know that in order for us to do it, we have to get the basic resources that allow us to do it. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. There have been many people who've been writing in and sending envelopes, but there's only 2 days left now, and you want to get it postmarked. And if you can, it would be great, because it all goes to keeping this family alive, keeping the electricity on, keeping the towers on, keeping them from freezing, keeping the whole thing going. So I'm just suggesting, if you can, and it doesn't have to be a lot, you put something in an envelope and you put 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Make sure you get it postmarked. You get it in before January 1st, and it'll all count on your taxes. But if you do it at WAMC.org, it's also marked at that point. We know what time it came in, and you can prove it. But more importantly than the taxes, it's much more important just to keep the place going. So whatever you can do, please do it now.
Thank you all for whatever you can do. Well, Alan, this spate of anti-Semitism that's been happening in the country is quite disturbing. The weekend attack at the Muncie, New York home of a rabbi celebrating Hanukkah, just the latest in what has been a week of anti-Semitic attacks in the nation's most demographically diverse area. It's reverberating in Jewish communities around the U.S. Meanwhile, the suspect in the Hanukkah stabbings north of New York City has been arraigned on charges that he attacked five people. He pleaded not guilty Sunday. Bail set at $5 million. The suspect identified as Grafton E. Thomas of Greenwood Lake, New York. The description of this attack is horrifying.
It is, David, and what's important about this is that the suspect is being defended as being mentally ill. Well, you know, mental illness is a terrible thing, and we all know it, but it cannot be used to justify this kind of killing. And if somebody is that dangerous, and we know it, this is a time when bail is basically going a different way. Unless it's a violent attack, you get out without bail. But here, $5 million is justified because this is a person who has succumbed, David, to some kind of an idea that has been put into our general atmosphere that anti-Semitic attacks are okay. Where that comes from, I don't know. I don't want to make any accusations, but I do know Donald Trump, while he would be the first to deny that he has anti-Semitic tendencies, has put into the atmosphere that it is okay to get at others. And somehow this gets taken up by people who really do have problems. So I gotta say, we are not in a good place right now, and it's very disturbing. As an American Jew, this is something that has been experienced in other societies at other times, and we have to be extremely careful. When they say never again, they mean never again. And there's a need right now for everybody to be on alert for this kind of trouble.
Well, Alan, here is the top story in the Washington Post this morning. Giuliani was on a 2018 call with Maduro as part of a shadow effort to ease him out. The conversation involving Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and Rudolph Giuliani illustrates how President Trump's lawyer used his private role to insert himself into diplomacy, alarming administration officials confused about whose interests he was representing.
That's a very good point. I mean, he's a private lawyer. We know that he has clients all over the place, and we don't know who all of them are. But we do know that he has substituted himself for the State Department bureaucracy in making decisions. This is of great concern to many of the Republicans in the Congress and the Senate, as well as the Democrats, and it should be. This guy is out of control, and he is out of control because he has the backing of the President of the United States. It gets even worse because now he goes out and he says, I have insurance. Now, he says that's a joke, but if you see the clip of him saying it, in my opinion, it was not a joke. It was Rudolph Giuliani saying he had insurance, and it sounded an awful lot like it was insurance in the form of some kind of retribution towards the President because of what he knew.
Well, how about this one, Alan? Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden told reporters on Saturday in Iowa that he would nominate former President Barack Obama to the Supreme Court, quote, if he'd take it.
Oh, sure. If he'd take it is right. Barack Obama is quite a figure in the United States. At this stage of the game, his words count for a great deal. He served this country extraordinarily well, and he's an extraordinary man. And it's very bright of Joe Biden to say something like that, because Barack Obama is adored by many Americans. Whether he would take it is, or whether he is beyond that now, I don't know. But I do know that Barack Obama has not endorsed Joe Biden. And the idea that he would say, I'd appoint him to the Supreme Court, is a sort of backdoor way of showing that relationship between the two men.
A political observer, Alan Chertok, with us.